Harold Williams is a pilot and citrus grower in St. Lucie County. His parents planted their first groves here in 1900. They had moved south after a freeze killed citrus in Rock Ledge, but left groves in St. Lucie County unharmed. Harold grew up on the family farm near Ten Mile Creek, west of Fort Pierce. When he was a boy during the Great Depression, hungry people hunted sandhill cranes.
The Seminoles ate them. All the crackers ate them. I consider myself a cracker, but I didn't eat them.
They look so tall and skinny, I'm surprised they would have much meat on them.
They've got a breast about the size of my fist. White meat.
Were there a lot of them back then?
They were usually in pairs here and there. I was flying north up the turnpike going up toward Kissimmee. During dry weather, I saw a long slough. I've never seen so many of them in one place in my life, but that lost track counting, I got up to 20-some.
Cranes weren't the only wildlife that was abundant in those days.
There were a lot of turkeys up and down the Ten Mile Creek swamp. They weren't overabundant, but if you knew where they ranged, there were plenty of them. The turkeys nest on the ground, and a lot of them, their nests are destroyed with machinery working the grove. I've mowed through several turkey nests, not even knowing they were there.
During the Depression, when jobs were scarce, people who were desperate for food nearly wiped out the sandhill cranes and the wild turkeys. Cranes in those days acted nothing like their descendants, those languorous feathered creatures you see around ponds and canals.
They weren't tame like they are now because they'd been shot at so many times. They were very skittish. They've been protected now, and people make a mistake of feeding them. They don't realize how dangerous they are. If you confront one of them and he has a problem, he'll peck your eyes out and never miss. They have favorite grazing grounds. They eat a lot of grubs. They move from one place to the other, but when you see them, ordinarily they're feeding. People feed them now, and that's the worst thing they can do because it makes them too tame and get in trouble too easily. If you wound him and then go to him to catch him, if he can stand or he can reach your head, he'll peck both your eyes out, dip, dip.
Another animal that was in demand during the Depression spends a lot of its time underground. That would be the gopher tortoise.
People used to walk that sand ridge along the railroad. They made a tool where they could reach in their burrow and pull them out. They were a delicacy.
Did you ever eat those?
I had them for pets when my father built a pen, and it was my responsibility to feed them and water them. We didn't eat them.
Harold Williams' family grew their own citrus and vegetable, raised their own livestock, and had chickens. Their guinea hens squawked like a burglar alarm when predators were near. Bobcats were the usual suspects, and that was one animal that no one wanted to eat, not even during the Depression.
It was a hobby, hunting those bobcats. A good pack of dogs would tree one of them post-haste. Then they were shot out of the top of a tree. They didn't serve any useful purpose, and they weren't good to eat, and they killed your chickens and your groceries.
Harold Williams is married to Ada Coates Williams. She's a noted author, historian, and lecturer. Her books include histories of Fort Pierce and of the notorious Ashley Gang. Next time on Flora Days, the Florida Dream, with some historic perspective. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.